Organization and rearrangement of heavy chain genes. H-chain genes are found on a chromosome distinct from either L-chain, which is chromosome 14. Figure 6.4 shows the organizations of genes coding for the H-chain and illustrates the similarities and differences of this locus with the L-chain loci, in contrast to the variable region of a light chain that is constructed from two gene segments. The variable region of a heavy chain is constructed from three gene segments, which are VH, DH, and JH. Thus, in addition to V and J segments, genes coding for the variable region of a H chain also use a diversity, or D, segment. The D and J segments code for amino acid sequences in the third hypervariable, or complementarity determining region, CDR 3, of the heavy chain. See chapter 4. Figure 6.4 indicates that the human H chain locus includes approximately 50 VH genes, about 20 DH gene segments, and 6 JH gene segments. The second key feature of the H chain genes is the presence in the germline of multiple genes coding for the C region of the immunoglobulin. As described in Chapter 4, the C region determines the class and hence biologic function of the particular antibody. The C genes, each flanked by introns, are separated from the VH genes by a large intron. The order of the C genes in the human is shown in Figure 6.4. The C genes closest to the V region genes are mu and delta, which are described first during B cell development. Heavy chain synthesis uses the same mechanisms of rearrangement described for light chains, namely the use of the VDJ recombinase to mediate the joining of different gene segments. In the early stages of the life of a particular B cell, two rearrangements of germline DNA must occur. The first brings one D segment alongside one J segment. The second brings one V segment next to the DJ unit, which is V2, D2, J5 in Figure 6.4, fixing the antigen specificity of the H chain. The rearranged DNA is then transcribed along with the closest C region genes mu and delta. This primary transcript can be spliced in two different ways, alternative splicing, to yield either a VDJ mu or a VDJ delta mRNA. These two messages may then be translated in rough endoplasmic reticulum to yield either a mu or delta polypeptide. In this way, an individual resting B cell may express both mu and delta with identical antigenic specificity. Alternative splicing of the heavy chain primary transcript also generates membrane and secreted forms of a heavy chain polypeptide. Two additional exons, not shown in Figure 6.4, are found at the 3' end of each CH gene. For example, at the 3' end of C mu. These exons code for A, the transmembrane plus cytoplasmic tail of the membrane form of the molecule, and B, the C-terminal end of the secreted form of the molecule. Both exons are transcribed into the primary transcript, but one or other of the transcribed exons is spliced out in the mature mRNA. In this way, either the membrane or the secreted form of the heavy chain polypeptide is synthesized.